is a stand-up on top for my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You have to plan your journey to America. So, those of you in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, what are the type of visas that you could get to come to the U.S.? Most people come here on a visitor's visa, a tourist visa, which we call the B1, B2 category. In order to get that visa, the U.S. consulate, one, you have to show that you're financially able. Two, you have to show the intent to always return to your home country. And three, obviously, you have to show good moral character. Obviously, you do not want to send in applications for those visitors' visas, because if you're denied, they will always continuously deny future applications. Are you an entertainer? Maybe working with cultural organizations here in the U.S. from your home country, you could come here as an entertainer. Those are the P visas, the P1, the P2, the P3. They have all different requirements, but as an entertainer, you want to obviously come here on that visa that gives you permission to work. In certain instances, you could bring your spouse and all your children under 21 during the time period that you perform in the United States of America. Those visas obviously require good moral character. So if you are one of those top entertainers in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, good moral character is important. Not because your friends smoke weed, you smoke weed or take drugs. Because if you are arrested as a user or a distributor, you would not be able to come to the U.S. Good moral character is always required in all visa applications. So please. E1, E2, you could start a business in the United States of America. You have to show, obviously, that you have the funds, which normally run $100,000+, but less than $150,000. So let's say a range of $100,000, $150,000, you're starting a business in America. It could be a beauty salon. It could be an import-export business where you bring goods from the Caribbean and distribute it here in the United States. It could be any legit business depending on your qualifications, whether academic or business experience. That E1, E2 visa could lead to EB5 visa. So with the E1, E2, you could run your business here in the U.S., make your profits, as all business people do, but it doesn't give you permanent status in the U.S. But later on, once your business develops and you have over $500,000 or $1 million invested in that business here in the U.S., that's, you could switch the EB-5 category where, as an investor, you, your spouse, and all children under 21 could get green card green cards also, as long as they employ 10 Americans. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Another visa that you could come to the U.S. on is the R visa. America loves the R visa. Hey, what is that visa? If you come here as a pastor, evangelist, a high-ranking religious person, or maybe a religious entertainer, so to speak, where you play the organ or some musical instruments, you run a choir, all religious activities. Not clerical, not administrative, but religious. 10,000 of those green cards are given every year. Most times it's undersubscribed. There are many churches in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America that has formed branches of their churches in the U.S. As a church in the U.S., your status for that church is a 501c3. So you incorporate your church as a 501c3, and you do not have to file tax returns for your church. But you must keep financial statements to be accountable, obviously, to your congregation and to other people within the religious organization. Once you have enough funding in that church to bring those people here to the U.S. to pay them a salary, not an exorbitant salary, but a reasonable salary, then that person will obviously be qualified for their green card, will not become a public charge because the church is involved or any other religious organization. Yes, that is just like a business. Religious organizations need obviously people with more experience, people who might be, when they preach, they have this they have this, the ability to speak, the ability to preach, the ability to win souls, which is what you have to do on behalf of God. So there are many different areas of, you know, visas that you could get to come here to the U.S. We are going to have a 5-class series on immigration starting in the new year. Those classes run for 5 weeks, 2 hours per week. And we discuss all of the immigration categories, and you could register for those classes for free via Zoom outside the U.S. and also inside the U.S. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, we believe an educated client is the best client that you could have. You will ask the proper questions. You will get information that expand your knowledge in different areas of law and business that is pertinent to your own development, and obviously, like will, as we say in wills, trust, and estate planning classes, you have to understand how to move wealth from one generation to another. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit our website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also subscribe to our newsletter on immigration and other legal issues at our website. Thank you.
For seminar dates and to register, visit our website at www.immigrationseminar.eventbrite.com. That's www.immigrationseminar.eventbrite.com.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Ashley Dawkins, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with New York, where undocumented cleanup workers are the forgotten heroes of 9/11. An estimated 2,000 undocumented immigrant workers and volunteers took part in the efforts to clean up Ground Zero in the months following the 9/11 attacks. Yet, for more than two decades, many have continued to languish on the margins of society without the opportunities to obtain legal residency or citizenship. A 2021 bill introduced by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez aimed to provide undocumented 9/11 workers with a pathway to citizenship, but the legislation has failed to make any headway in Congress. Some workers have had random allergic reactions, sinusitis, and acid reflux due to the months working without proper safety equipment. Other white girls also develop chronic illnesses, such as cancer, and it is estimated that at least 2,000 have died in the past two decades due to 9/11-related illnesses. There are 9/11 forgotten heroes. Nationally, the White House struggles to appease liberal allies on immigration. The Biden administration is walking on eggshells to appease Democratic mayors and governors who are facing increasing pressure over how to deal with the influx of migrants. That tricky relationship highlights key Democratic weaknesses on immigration, an issue where Republicans have largely set the agenda, including methods such as busing migrants to left-leaning cities across the North. New York City Mayor Eric Adams last week pointed to the approximately 100,000 migrants who have arrived by bus in his city over the last spring, saying, "The issue will destroy New York City." That characterization was a dramatic escalation that has been brewing for months. Governors in New York and Massachusetts declared states of emergency over the issue in the summer, and Adams did so for his city last fall. And while New York Governor Kathy Hochul has deemed it as an asylum seeker crisis, she's butted heads with Adams by resisting his calls to send migrants to shelters elsewhere in the state. Hochul has also taken care not to alienate the White House, which hosted her last month for talks on how to improve state-federal coordination. Adams' combative approach has all but burned his bridges with the Biden administration and rankled immigration advocates. Meanwhile, new immigration court rule would protect critical docket management tools and rescind Trump-era changes. The Department of Justice has proposed a new rule to protect immigration judges' ability to administratively close removal proceedings and control their ever-expanding dockets. The proposed rule, published on September 8th, would also rescind most of the changes introduced by a 2020 Trump-era regulation, including shortened Board of Immigration Appeals, briefing schedules, and limits on judges' power to reopen immigration proceedings. Unlike a memo or other guidance that can be easily revoked under a new administration, making these changes through a regulation makes it more difficult for them to be reversed, outside of court intervention. Important update on deferred action for childhood arrivals. On September 13, 2023, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas issued a decision finding the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals final rule unlawful and expanding the original July 16, 2021 injunction and order of vacatur to cover the final rule. However, the court maintained a partial stay of the order for all DACA recipients who received their initial DACA status prior to July 16, 2021. Accordingly, current grants for DACA and related employment authorization documents remain valid until they expire, unless individually terminated. However, USCIS will continue to accept and process DACA renewal requests and accompanying applications for employment authorization under the DACA regulations, as it has since October 21, 2022, in accordance with this decision. USCIS will continue to accept initial requests, but per the order, not process initial DACA recipients. Currently, valid grants of DACA and related EADs will continue to be recognized as valid under the final rule. This means that individuals with DACA and related EADs do not have to submit a request for DACA or employment authorization until the appropriate time to seek renewal. DHS proposes to modernize and improve the H-2A and H-2B programs. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security today announced a notice of proposed rulemaking that would modernize and improve the H-2A temporary agriculture and H-2B temporary non-agricultural worker programs. Through this proposed rule, DHS seeks to strengthen work protections and the integrity of the H-2 programs and improve program efficiency. In addition, DHS is proposing greater flexibility for H-2 workers, in part by extending grace periods during which workers may seek new employment prepared for a department from the United States or seek a change of status to a different non-immigrant classification. Fifth Circuit allows Texas to keep its controversial buoy barrier in place for now. Since President Biden took office, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been escalating both rhetoric and action in response to rising migration across the Rio Grande. Right now, challenges to his latest maneuver, installing 1,000 feet of marine barrier in the middle of the Rio Grande, are making their way through the courts. As of September 12th, the barrier will remain in place while the Fifth Circuit hears an appeal from Texas. Abbott's anti-immigration crusade began in 2021 when he started Operation Lone Star and ordered Texas state troopers to arrest thousands of migrants on misdemeanor trespassing charges. When migrants began crossing the border in Del Rio, Texas, he ordered state National Guard troops to deploy shipping containers as walls and string razor wire along the riverbanks. Then in July 2023, he installed his Marine barrier. Days later, the Department of Justice sued, and on September 6, a federal judge ordered Abbott to take down the barriers, finding that they violated the Federal Rivers and Harbors Act. And finally, September 15th marks the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month, a time to celebrate the history, culture, and contributions that people from Latin America and the Caribbean have made to this country and our community. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed. Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figueroa and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
What happens when an attorney and a psychologist comes together? We get the book, The Road to Splitsville, How to Navigate the Road to Divorce Without Making Yourself Crazy, Your Children Miserable, or Your Lawyer Wealthy, and then discover your path to happiness. A very warm welcome to everyone. Our guests are authors, attorney Jeffrey Stevens and psychologist Ronald Raymond. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
My pleasure. So, what are you hoping for readers to get from your book?
Let me start with that one and say that when I had the idea for the book, it's because after decades of practice as a lawyer in New York and more recently in Connecticut, I think that we have a broken system. And when I say that, what I mean is that our system seems to be geared so that the more anguish and upset there is in the course of a divorce, the more money the lawyers make and the longer it goes on. And we all know we've either been in that experience or we have had friends who have done that. And so I decided to write a book about how to go through this journey with less pain, and immediately decided that I needed also to have the psychological aspects of it examined, the emotional aspects, one of the questions, Pearl, that you raised, the why of divorce and so forth. So I went to my good friend, Ron Raymond, who is a psychologist with decades of experience, and he agreed to co-author the book with me. And so that's how it came to be.
Yes, on my part, you know, I had worked with thousands of families that were going through divorce, them and the couples and the children. And I just felt that there was so much anguish going on during a divorce that if there was some way that I could help by reducing a little bit of that emotional turmoil for them, that it would really be helpful. So the book was created largely on my part to try to help people go through this with less angst and less emotional turmoil.
So, gentlemen, we know that diamonds are forever, but marriages are not. How does one confront and understand the why of divorce?
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Well, if you know that many divorces occur because of a betrayal, and I think that that's a very important part, because I think that marriages are all based on an idea that you are now with the most trusted person in the world for yourself, and suddenly you've been betrayed by some infidelity of some sort. We also find a lot of marriages having difficulty because there's a lot of arguing going on between the couple. And I think that, you know, one of the things that we can do is try to help people understand where that's coming from and how to resolve it with a divorce rather than just battle the issue for a long time. I've seen many, many families where they have held off on a divorce because of the children. And when I talk to those children, most of them say that they wish their parents had gotten divorced.
You know, just if I may add to that, Pearl, when Ron talks about the betrayal, you know, the classic example is one party cheats on the other, has a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something like that, has an affair. But what we also examine in the book, and Ron does a great job of this, is all the other types of betrayal: alcoholism, abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, drug addiction, gambling addiction, spendaholics, and so forth. So from the day of marriage, when people are in love, to the day when they decide that they have to split, it could be many, many reasons why the marriage is broken down. But a word that Ron generally or very regularly uses is it breaks down the trust, because you expected more from your partner than what you're getting, and that's when things start to unravel.
When you were enumerating some of the reasons for difficulties in a marriage, one of the things that I found very frequently that you left out, Jeff, was lying, that one or the other members of the couple is lying about everything to the other one. And that's a real sense of betrayal, because the original, we assume that most people get married because there's a love and a trust that goes on. And once that betrayal occurs, it's very difficult to rekindle this.
The friendship dilemma. When going through a divorce, there is a lot of advice from well-meaning but dangerous friends who may be sleeping with your spouse. How can one navigate this?
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Ron.
Well, what I was going to say is, in my experience in working with people, somebody always knows the right answer. And I think that that's a dangerous thing in a divorce, is to realize that you have to be listening to yourself. And really, and that's what our book stresses, is going into really examining what went wrong with this marriage and really looking at it in a realistic way, rather than the advice that so many of your friends, meaning well, may give you. And that is to, you know, try to put this back together.
So,
When you go to, as Ron said, everyone thinks they know the right answer. You know, you go to parties or you meet with people or you're having drinks with someone and they say, oh, man, I know a lawyer and he'll take your husband to the cleaners, or I know a lawyer and he'll keep your wife from getting anything, and I think you should do this, that, and the other thing. But they don't really know the facts of your marriage. They're not there. They're not in the bedroom. They don't know how you got to this place. And they also don't really know your true finances or what your situation is. So you have to be true to yourself first, then try and get to some place with your partner and say, listen, you know, there was a day somewhere in the past where we were so much in love that we actually took marital vows, and now we're divorcing. So somewhere between heaven and hell, we need to come to an agreement that's not going to hurt anybody. And in many instances, and I know you're going to want to talk about children, but in many instances, you have to consider the children because they didn't ask for this. But the key is to work through what you can, and if you need help, you might need the help of a therapist, and Ron could talk about, you know, how you choose someone, not as a marriage counselor, but as a divorce counselor, or as I say, a mediator or an advisor who can help you get through the legal hurdles without making it totally contentious. And I know I'm repetitive when I say this, but I really worry for people because the system is really built on a lawsuit. Divorce is a lawsuit. They treat it almost like it's a contract action, but they ignore that system ignores all of the emotions that are involved. And that's what people have to be mindful of, because it is a highly emotional process. Like Ron says, it's almost like a death in the family. And so you have to be aware of that and deal with that in a way that serves you so that you can get on with your life afterwards.
And that leads me to my next question, actually. I was going to ask, how can a therapist help, and how does one choose one?
Well, I think, you know, what I thought of as Jeff was talking, not only do you have people at the party saying, I know this attorney who will take X to the cleaners and so on, they also know of a psychologist who will help them really resolve this. And I think very often that's a destructive component, because it doesn't help people really look at what has died and what has gone wrong. And why we stressed in the book looking at why the marriage took place to begin with. A lot of people are marrying the wrong person for the wrong reason. And I think we really try to help people look at that so that as they move on with their life, they're not making the same mistake.
Right. That's so right. We often say, Pearl, as you know, that people who were abused as children wind up in a marriage where they're abused as a spouse. Why is that? Because that's what love looked like to them as a child, so that's the relationship they fell into. Your father was an alcoholic, and somehow you married an alcoholic. Why? Because that's what you knew. I know a woman, for example, and a very good friend. She is in her third relationship, and every one of the guys is an alcoholic. And this new one, she's trying to deny it because she doesn't want to look at it. And it's true. The guy is an alcoholic again. And until you can break that pattern, until you're honest with yourself, until, if necessary, you get the help that's required, you're going to repeat history. And that's what we don't want you to do. We want you to find that new life and that new happiness. We want to free you from what's gone before. That's the point of the book.
This has been an excerpt. Listen to the full interview at youtube.com/@InceptionRadioFM. Again, that's youtube.com/@InceptionRadioFM.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
When you're in over your head with debt, we can guide you every step of the way to a fresh financial start. Protect your home, your car, your future, and your peace of mind by working with an experienced attorney. The law firm of Figaro & Associates provides expert advice to help you navigate bankruptcy. Different types of bankruptcy are available for people in different circumstances. Chapter 7 bankruptcy cancels most types of debt and gives you a truly fresh start. In Chapter 13 bankruptcy, you get help restructuring debt so you can pay past creditors while still having enough money to pay your bills today. What are your options? Chapter 7, individuals and businesses may file for relief under Chapter 7 of the Bankruptcy Code, which wipes out most of their debts. Although this remedy requires the sale of assets to partially repay creditors, much or all of debtors' property is often exempt from liquidation under New York law. However, individuals must satisfy a means test to be eligible for Chapter 7. Chapter 13. Debt reorganization under Chapter 13 is for individuals who either don't qualify for or prefer not to use Chapter 7. This process restructures their debts through a court-sanctioned repayment plan that takes 3 to 5 years to complete, after which most remaining debts are discharged. Non-bankruptcy debtor remedies. The law firm of Figaro & Associates provides a number of other services for individuals and businesses who want to ease their debt burdens without resorting to bankruptcy, including restructuring business debts and working out consumer debt settlements. Should I declare bankruptcy? If you're not sure whether you're ready to declare bankruptcy, understand that you're not alone. We're here to help you discover the best solution to your financial crisis, and we'll talk to you to discuss your options and help you make this personal decision for yourself. Our caring, professional, and objective staff work to fully understand your situation and the options you face. We provide a full range of personal bankruptcy services to clients in New York. We're ready to help you navigate the process. Filing for bankruptcy, effects of bankruptcy, how to keep your house and car, bankruptcy length, cost of bankruptcy, special considerations, student loans, home ownership, investment properties, and business ownership. Schedule an appointment to discuss your situation to determine if bankruptcy is right for you. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Recently, I watched the movie I Care a Lot, and the movie is based on a crooked legal guardian who drains the savings of her elderly wards and meets her match when a woman she tries to swindle turns out to be more than she first appears to be. Every adult is assumed to be capable of making his or her own decisions unless a court determines otherwise. If an adult becomes incapable of making responsible decisions, the court will appoint a substitute decision maker, usually called a guardian. So, what is guardianship? Guardianship is a legal relationship between a competent adult, the guardian, and a person who, because of incapacity, is no longer able to take care of his or her own affairs, the ward.
the guardian can be authorized to make legal, financial, and healthcare decisions for the ward. Depending on the terms of the guardianship and state practices, the guardian may or may not seek court approval for various decisions. In many states, a person appointed only to handle finances is called a conservator. Some incapacitated individuals can make responsible decisions in some areas of their lives, but not others. In such cases, the court may give the guardian decision-making power only over those areas in which the incapacitated person is unable to make responsible decisions, a so-called limited guardianship. In other words, the guardian may exercise only those rights that have been removed from the ward and delegated to the guardian. And speaking about conservatorship, I guess most of us would remember the Britney Spears case with her dad. So let's look at incapacity right now. The standard under which a person is deemed to require a guardian differs from state to state. In some states, the standards are different depending on whether a complete guardianship or conservatorship over finances only is being sought. Generally, a person is judged to be in need of guardianship when he or she shows a lack of capacity to make responsible decisions. A person cannot be declared incompetent simply because he or makes irresponsible or foolish decisions, but only if the person is shown to lack the capacity to make sound decisions. For example, a person may not be declared incompetent simply because he spends money in ways that seem odd to someone else. Also, a developmental disability or mental illness is not by itself enough to declare a person incompetent. If you want to learn more and understand guardianship, ask the lawyer. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference. Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Get on the path to success. Join the fastest growing industry. Become a paralegal. The rise in popularity of online education programs means that it is easier than ever to find the right one for you. Deciding on the best paralegal online program requires research and time. By weeding out the level mills and substandard institutions, you can earn a quality certificate at an affordable price. When researching online paralegal programs, you will want to consider several factors. Cost and institution reputation are the most important. With this in mind, one program rises above the rest. The Chamber Coalition, which comprises the New American Chamber of Commerce, NACC, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, AAICC, and the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce, HAICC, offers the best online paralegal studies program. The competitive tuition rate, coupled with the impeccable reputation of the coalition, makes this an obvious choice for anyone serious about their education. This is a program of the highest standard. Additional certificates include LexisNexis and Clio. We also use Cali, which is what is used in law schools. What are the requirements? To be admitted to the Chamber's Paralegal Certificate Program, you must be at least 18 years old, read and write English at a proficiency level, have strong computer skills, and have a high school diploma. If these qualifications fit you, you can continue the admission process. Applications are accepted online anytime during the year. A mandatory orientation describes your upcoming classes, guidelines, and expectations. The tuition for this respected program is very competitive with other online paralegal degrees. It costs less than $1,000 for the entire program. The average student can finish the program in anywhere from 6 to 12 months. Books are extra and will run around a few hundred dollars for everything. If you want the best paralegal online program at the best price, the Chamber Coalition Paralegal Certificate Program is the answer. The program is excellent for aspiring and current paralegals, individuals who plan to attend law school, community advocates, persons who want to understand the law and their rights, and prospective political candidates. Is being a paralegal worth it? Yes. The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a 10% job growth between now and 2029. The median salary nationwide in 2019 was $51,740, and the average mean wage was $61,810. It truly is a prestigious and significant profession. Simply put, paralegals help people. They help their employers be more efficient in their jobs, increase a firm's revenue and productivity, and help the clients. A career as a paralegal can be rewarding professionally and personally and offers a unique opportunity to help others. Options vary depending on the paralegal's practice area. New York is the state with the second largest employment of paralegals and legal assistants in the country. Given New York City's occasional designation as the capital of the world and close proximity to Washington, D.C., the hub of federal government and law. As one of the biggest global hubs of finance, media, and culture, jobs in the legal realm are bound to follow. Most states do not have any certification or licensure requirements to be a paralegal, and New York is no exception. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Make sure you register today. Our next class starts Tuesday, October 3rd, and you can register at www.paralegalcertificate.eventbrite.com. Again, that's www.paralegalcertificate.eventbrite.com. Register today.
The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Two cops stop you while walking down the street because you match the description of someone who committed a crime nearby. You haven't, but they question and accuse you, saying they will bring you in. What do you do? Just let them know you will be happy to go with them. Do not be confrontational and be totally agreeable. Ask them to read you your Miranda rights and invoke your right to silence until you can speak to your attorney. Again, be cooperative, but only to the extent of name, ID, address, and if asked where you are going. From that point, say nothing more. If they say they have witnesses, agree to have them do a drive-by with their witnesses. If they come down hard, again, be non-confrontational and agree to go with them, but do not engage in any form of conversation, not a word, not a peep. They are trained to get you to talk. You do not have to speak to them other than basic info and tell them you wish to talk to an attorney. If they call for more officers, do not be intimidated. If they call for a supervisor, do not get intimidated. If they cuff you, do not get intimidated.
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Self-Care Awareness Month in September is a time to remind us that taking care of ourselves, first and foremost, is essential. Self-care is often neglected in our everyday lives. We all tend to put others' needs before our own, and it is crucial to remember that we cannot fulfill another's cup from our own empty vessel. And one of the ways we can take care of ourselves is by taking care of our legal issues. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.